right. Well, a few months ago, when I looked ahead to this Easter Sunday, there was a lot of preparation that needed to happen, but truly my biggest question was whether I would lose the weight I needed to lose so that I could wear my Easter suit, the one that my tailor says screams Easter. Well, the answer came in two parts, just this morning. The first part was, no, you won't. And the second part was, what does it matter now? Today, on Easter Sunday, I normally focus my talk on the crucifixion and resurrection of Jeshua ben Joseph, Jesus, the begotten of Joseph, so, so long ago. But there is no normal right now. And so this morning, I would like us to consider our crucifixion as a world and the opportunity for global resurrection. We read in the Way of the Heart, you already know what crucifixion is all about. You have done it to yourself a million times in ways far worse than a mere nail driven through the hand that creates a little twinge of pain. Hell is nothing more than the state of being rutted or stuck in the process of crucifying one's true self, one's inner being, which God has created out of love. It certainly seems that we, as a world, have been stuck in the process of crucifying one another for quite a while. Now we have the opportunity for worldwide resurrection to rise in consciousness together and to live as the one life of love that we have been created to be. Now, in addition to it being Easter Sunday, as we've mentioned, it's the second Sunday in our April theme, The Power of Now. Now is all we have. And now is where all power exists. All power lies. Because right now is where life is happening everywhere in the universe. There's no place that's ahead of us or behind us. It's all happening now. It's been said that today is tomorrow's yesterday. And even though we didn't know yesterday what today was going to bring, we do now. And the creative power of this present moment is creating right now the tomorrow that we are looking toward and focusing on today. The world as we've known it appears to have changed in ways that we didn't anticipate yesterday. We didn't consciously create. And yet, we've all been calling for change. And even though we may have been on opposite sides when we made that call, there's been a unified cry of enough is enough from our holy collective soul. Now, as we said last Sunday, there's no fixing yesterday, and there's no going back to the good old days. Looking in the rearview mirror of where we've been will prevent us from realizing where we are right now, and it will keep us from taking charge of where we want to go next. Not one of us is a passenger in life, no matter how passive we may feel. We are each in the driver's seat and behind the wheel of our own mind. And where our mind goes is up to us. Gandhi said, "Now is the time for us to be the change that we've wanted to see." Now is the time for us to awaken to a new way of living life on earth together. To consciously move forward in our mind from wherever we've been. That has caused us to crucify one another, to oppose our unified good, to reject the beautiful diversity of our unity, and to live as if we have no choice but to only believe what we see is reality. Eckhart Tolle wrote, "The only thing that is ultimately real about your journey is the step that you are taking at this moment. So where shall we step next?" Assigning blame to yesterday isn't going to get us moving forward in a new direction. Now is the only time we have, and within us is the only self that we can rely on, because it's the self that we share with one another in the light of Christ. Easter Sunday, with all it represents, seems the perfect day for us to take our journey farther, to move into a new experience of life. But moving in a new direction requires that we let go of the old. And that requires our forgiving the human errors that we and others made yesterday. If Jesus could forgive even those who were actively crucifying him, can we not forgive ourselves and each other for what we didn't know we were doing? Because we know now. What we've believed individually and collectively as a world? Is yesterday manifesting today? The steps we take now have the power to transform our thoughts and words and actions and change what happens next. Since we have the time and we have current events to encourage us, all we need right now is a desire within us to shed yesterday like a snake sheds its skin so that we can open to something new, so that we can live life today in a new way. We can choose to move forward in mind from victimhood to a new place of mastery, from a place of powerlessness, to the awareness that we have the power to create our experiences of life, to choose them and create from them, individually and as a world, together. And we may want to make that shift sooner rather than later. Because what we are thinking today, no matter what it is already creating what will happen tomorrow. When our thoughts feel good, when we feel a sense of well-being, we are in alignment with our inner spirit, with our inner being that knows all is well right now. Thoughts carry spiritual, vibrational power, all thoughts. And so thoughts that feel good to think have the power to bring about a life that feels good to live today and have the power to bring about a life tomorrow that feels good to live in. Together, we can create a world that reflects so much more of what we all truly, deep within us, believe life is created for. Together, we can bring about a world that is more love-filled and less opinion-filled. A world that is more peace-filled everywhere and less conflict-filled anywhere. We can bring about a world that is more joyful and less sorrowful because we can bring about a world together that works for all of us and excludes none of us. No one. Science of Mind, we read, the divine plan is one of freedom. Bondage is not God ordained. Freedom is the birthright of every soul. There must be emancipation in our mind before there is liberation and transformation that can take place in the world. Now, as we practice our freedom to focus only on thoughts that we enjoy thinking, just by being our highest and best self today, we contribute vibrationally, energetically, and spiritually to the creation of a better tomorrow. We all matter. What we think matters. How we feel matters. Right now. If we've been treading water, if we've been keeping our mind busy with a lot of outer activities so that we don't notice the scary thoughts that are filling our head, then we're not utilizing the power of now to bring about change. It's not enough to avoid noticing the painful negative thoughts that we hold. We need to quiet our mind and to let it all go so that something new and more joyful and more hopeful can arise in us. Khalil Gibran wrote, "Many of us spend our lives running from feelings with the mistaken belief that we cannot bear the pain. But you have already borne the pain. What you have not done is feel all that you are beyond that pain." Transformation comes not from mentally bouncing around on the surface of things, trying to avoid the bad stuff while we're still thinking about and talking about what we don't want. It comes with the renewing of our mind by going beneath the surface of what appears to be and feeling who we truly are right now, beyond the painful appearance of things. As Jesus was on the cross, he certainly appeared to those around him as if he was in a painful position, not of his choosing. But he tells us in the way of the heart that he was continuing his spiritual journey and that the crucifixion was for him a transformation. He said, "My crucifixion was simply the climax to my own direct choice to be challenged by the events of space and time so that I could cultivate within myself the ability to see from and to see only the perfect purity of the mind of Christ. The insanity that you experience as your pain, your suffering, your seeking, and your drama comes only from your mistaken choice to become identified with what arises in the field of your awareness." Oh, there's plenty arising in our field of awareness these days. Lots happening in the current events of space and time. So now is the perfect time. The perfect opportunity for us to challenge ourselves, to cultivate within us more clarity, the ability to feel life beyond the appearance of whatever is going on, to feel the real that never goes, the presence that is never absent. No matter what's going on, it's there. If we've ever wondered what we truly believe life to be and who we believe we are in it, if we want to become aware of who we've been identifying with, now's the perfect time, the supreme moment, in fact, for us to discover what influence we've been living under. The spirit within us that is unlimited and knows all things, or the world around us that is truly limited and knows nothing new. Because once we notice, once we become aware of what we've been listening to and what we've identified with, we're able, if we want to change our mind about who we are. We've got the time, if we take it, to sit alone, be honest, and ask ourselves, do I really believe that God is all there is? I mean, even in this world, despite the events of space and time? Do I believe that I have been given the power to decide for myself how I will live the moments of my life? And if I choose, I am free to experience all the love and peace and joy and health that I'm created to experience. Now, if the answer comes as a resounding yes, then it will be easy to stay centered, peace in our mind, calm in our emotions, and to affirm with our every word, our absolute conviction that only good is going on now and only good can come tomorrow. If, however, the answer came with as a kind of sort of feeling that lacked faith and conviction, and if we want to grow in the awareness of the masterful, powerful, self-directed being that we truly are, or if we're just tired of running away from pain and we just want to rest in peace, we can transform that spiritually wishy-washy condition of our mind into one that sees from and sees only the purity of the mind of Christ. So how do we free ourselves? How do we do it today so that we continue the transformation of our mind that comes as we realize that we're not a victim of the world, that we are a powerful son of God. We read in the way of the heart, put the whole of your attention on giving up the patterns of belief from which you have attempted to crucify the self of God, the self that God made and placed within you as your very awareness of your existence. Learn to love that self beyond all created things. Learn to nurture that self. Learn to cultivate within that self only that which speaks of joy and truth, so that your words, your actions, and your very presence always uplift another. We need to put our whole intention on doing what's needed within us so that we can consciously be one who can feel the energy of the new world on its way, and so that we can be one who opens up and allows that new world to come through us in form and expression. As the world continues to transform, it is essential that we continue to transform so that we can uplift the world just by living in it. Just by being ourselves in it. Now is the time for us to remember the self that is one with all life. The powerful, spiritual, vibrational self that was placed within us as the very awareness of our existence. If you know you are right now, if you know you exist right now, you are already on your journey. Just because we haven't been paying attention up until now doesn't mean any of us have been living a life separate from the oneness. It just means that we've been pinching ourselves off from the amazing life that we're created to live. This Easter day is the perfect day for us to experience our oneness with the risen Christ, to let it rise in us and light up the world we see as it lights up our mind. Today is the perfect day for us to feel our oneness with our inner spirit, our inner being, with divine intelligence, with source energy, with the vibration of creation. It doesn't matter what we call it. All that matters is that we feel it as the self we are. We've been trying for so long to change the world that we've forgotten that all change begins within us. Now is the time for us to transform ourselves. Not by trying to be something else, not by striving to be a spiritual being, we're already that. We're already acceptable to God. But by learning to love ourselves, to love that self that we already are beyond all appearances of things, to nurture that self, and to cultivate within ourself that which speaks only of joy and truth, so that our words, our actions, and our very presence uplifts those around us. If we choose to vibe high together, then we will create a new uplifted world together, one that works for everyone and is worthy of celebration indoors, outdoors, anywhere we choose to be, that we can celebrate life and know that it is good for us and it's good for all. Namaste.